At long last, you too have lost your attachment. I had no idea what was going on, but I had to move. In accordance with our contract, I had to move. I hereby claim. Blood and Mary, I had to. Your souls. Why couldn't I move? Move, 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 please, move. As my own. My brain froze. I watched in horror. Vastari! There was a deep boom. A shockwave directed at the pale man sent earth and sand flying. Humph! That whole area of the hill was ravaged. It briefly rained dirt and sand. But it hadn't hit him. The man had spontaneously changed location and was now standing 10 meters from his previous spot. That single dismissive grunt his only comment. It hadn't been me. I hadn't managed to move. I was still frozen there, trembling.
Will, take Blood and Mary and get out of here!
A person's semi-translucent, spectral back was in front of me. It was a sight I'd seen so many times before. Crotchety, miserly, offensive, and he nearly killed me once too.
Don't worry!
Mana swirled in a thick vortex around him. His hands were open and spread wide apart, in preparation to cast heavy magic. He spoke decisively.
I'll take him down.
My beloved grandfather, Gus, the sage Augustus, had arrived.